Hi, folks. This podcast is about mainly the radio, and it has to do with television. There's times in my life where I listen to the radio, and there was actually a lot of times where I listened to it, but I stopped listening to the radio, and I stopped watching Canadian and American TV. My problem is the CRTC, basically, if you want a license for a radio or a television, it's like practically impossible, or it's lots of money connections. And secondly, the radio, why I don't listen to it is because it repeats itself. Like, there's stations that play 50 years for the same songs, and they only play it one time, you know. With my music iPod, my phone, I can listen to a song one time. I can listen to it two times until I get sick of it, you know, or I get tired. The radio, you hear it one time, and they say, oh, when your jam's on, like, wait, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen to it fucking all day for your jam, right? One fucking song, and they repeat the songs in the commercials. Oh, fuck, the commercials just drive you crazy. And the hype where the best music, or whatever music we play is the best, you know? And then you have the CRTC in this country. Like, why don't we have at least 10,000 channels, you know? Radio channels, TV channels, like a minimum 10,000 in Toronto, just one city, you know, or 100,000 channels, because what the problem is, it's the monopoly, Hollywood, and, you know, it's just the same fucking channels, excuse my language, for 40, 50 years, 60 years, the fucking monopoly. The View show changed, journalism. It's like, we'll just have people shoot the shit, give their opinion, and they're important according to John TV. And that's journalism, right? We'll be subjective or non-subjective. Our opinion means something. It's popular, it's not popular. But what really bothers me about this country is the same channels. I swear, since I was a kid, it's like the same, like I'll even mention CTV, CBC, CTV, Global, right? Right? That's what, you know, we have CBS, ABC, NBC. The CNN comes on board, the sports stuff. Like, we don't have, you know, they'll say, you know, capitalism is competition and, you know, competition and low prices. No, that's not true at all. In reality, it's the monopoly, because Hollywood and these channels know what influence on people. It's mass influence. They're so special. They're specialists, you know, to us. You know, radio, TV. But it's like, fine, if you want to believe it, you should have real capitalism with real competition. But, you know, it's like impossible with CRTC in this country. They'll say, well, sorry, you know, there's no license for you. It's either impossible or you gotta have connections or have tons of money. And there's the internet option. No one can stop you from the internet. But as far as Rogers, Bell, they, you know, Shaw, they run the show. It's a monopoly for years. And it's so sad. That's why I made this podcast. If you're tired, I don't know, but, you know, Stack TV, this TV, that TV, Hollywood, white people, majority, the whites and the Jews, white Jews, white British, you know, Canadian, American, you know, it's like, they're the most gorgeous people, they're the most good-looking people, the smartest people, and, you know, so on and so on, they're important. I can tell you that, you know, all inventions were humble people, and it's just a handful of people. And that's the reality. But if you're sick and tired of this monopoly, when they say capitalism over and over is competition variety, over and over, we have competition, capitalism, competition. It's not, it's no reality. It's just words politicians say. And it's just not true. If you notice, if you lived in this country, in this city, or anywhere, you know it's just a monopoly over and over again. You know, it's just the same boring TV. It's just, you know, the story's subjective, like influencing all of us. We're all influenced. I say whoever watched TV is influenced. It doesn't matter who you are, some way, somehow, good or bad, you're influenced, especially